Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kentucky for Repeal. Or no, actually, this is Kentucky for Cannabis. Kentucky for Repeal is our afternoon show. We're actually doing this one kind of late tonight. We're doing it at 11:30 tonight, and that's because I missed taping the show early this morning due to the fact that I had received a phone call. So I apologize, but that phone call was in conjunction with what the show is about, and so this is a continuation of the show that we did this afternoon on Kentucky for Repeal. So Kentucky for Cannabis is a chapter of American for Cannabis, and Americans for Cannabis can be found online at americansforcannabis.com. You can also go to makeitlawful.com/americansforcannabis.com, and there you will find out all of our information. I'm Mary Thomas Spears, or AKA Reverend Mary, and I am the founder of Diverse Sanctuary Ministry and the head chair of the Kentucky for Cannabis chapter here. And so currently I'm hosting a show. I invite anyone who'd like to be on this show or to air their views on this show or share their stories or recipes or anything that is related to repeal or, well, repeal of prohibition or repeal of prohibition or to the cannabis movement, cannabis, hemp, marijuana, cannabis sativa. If you have any information you would like to educate the people on or share, I invite you to call us at 270-904-0279 so we can schedule to get you on the show. Again, that number is 270-904-0279, and we'll do our best to schedule you some time to dedicate to your agenda or your cause or your story. So, as I said earlier, tonight is a continuation of the reason why I missed this morning's show and our afternoon show, which is also found on Blog Talk at Kentucky for Repeal. And I forgot to mention, I can mention it at the end of the show, so it's no big deal. Tonight, I am finishing this discussion on the labor for love in prohibition and the free Roger Christie or give him a trial give him his constitutional rights to a speedy trial, since how he was basically defrauded out of them by the prosecution there in Hawaii, from what I'm told. And I explained that in the earlier show, and I also explained in the earlier show that this isn't really a discussion, okay, because if we do get callers tonight, I'll probably save them to the end of the show if there's even time to take them. And so, mainly tonight is to finish where I left off on the other show this this afternoon at 4 o'clock about how Roger Christie could go about fighting his defense, and about how others might also fight a defense when facing charges for possession of a controlled substance or delivery or trafficking of a controlled substance or controlled substance related when it comes to cannabis marijuana charges. And I don't have time to go over everything I said about that earlier today, but what I said is, you know, you're arrested for a controlled substance, not an illegal substance. It's illegal to be in possession of a controlled substance. But cannabis, marijuana, hemp is legal. It was legalized by taxation regulation. And I've covered that several times on earlier shows. So if you missed it, you need to catch the 4 o'clock show that was on our Kentucky for Repeal site at Blog Talk. You go Blog Talk, Kentucky for Repeal. And, of course, the number 4 is used. It's Kentucky and the number 4 and then Repeal. And there you'll find the earlier show. But where I left off in that discussion was the evidence to arm yourself with when going into court, and I was pointing out that, you know, where they get you is that cannabis hemp is scheduled under the Controlled Substance Act as being a Schedule 1, which means it has no medicinal value, and therefore it's a useless, dangerous narcotic, and that's why DEA has been able to regulate it under the Controlled Substance Act. And this was done after they taxed it and regulated it to the FDA. And so that's why taxation regulation is why we're here today. So that's already been done, people. For all you who want to tax and regulate, that's why we're where we're at today. But that's another show. My point is that if you can prove that it was misappropriated, you know, that the FDA misappropriated cannabis, hemp, sativa, marijuana over to the DEA, and that they then turned around and misscheduled it as a Schedule 1, as I said, that's Schedule 1 means it's useless, it has no medical value, it's dangerous or possibly dangerous, it's toxic. At this point, it's their job, okay, let me say at this point, it's their job to prove you guilty. And it's your job to prove that you're not guilty. And the way you do that is you prove that they're lying, that marijuana is not Schedule 1. And that's easy to do, and I pointed that out on the earlier show, that you can go to my website and grab or push on the button on the second toolbar. And I also pointed out that it takes a minute for my site to download. But when you hit the second toolbar, in the middle you'll see health reports, or you can just type into your browser designingyourworld.com. It's DESIGNING designing YOUR your WORLD designing your world. It's all one word .com. And when you put that in there, just put / health and then underscore and reports, and that will take you to a page where you'll find several PDF files of government reports that prove that they do know that cannabis is a medicine, it does have medicinal value, and that's why they scheduled it or that's why they scheduled Marinol Schedule 2 and why they produce Marinol. And I also talked about that on the earlier show, that Marinol is, you know, a man-made THC pill that, you know, is a copy of the marijuana THC that they're so worried that you're going to get, and that's why they can't legalize it. But yes, but yet they're going to turn around and make a copy of it and sell it to you through pharmaceutical companies because they can patent that and own it, where they can't, well, can't patent a plant without genetically mutating it. And that's another show. But, and they're doing lots of that, and that's called GMOs, and you can find that on our website or on our archives at Blog Talk. But anyway, so you get those reports, you download them, you print them, you send a copy to the judge, you send a copy to the courts, and you keep a copy on yourself. And if you have an attorney, you give a copy to your attorney. And you might want to send a copy to the prosecutor in the case, right? But this is your evidence, you know, and you need to gather all the evidence you can. And you can Google cannabis and or you know, just enter it into any search engine. You know, cannabis, marijuana, hemp, you know, cannabis sativa. And then, you know, you might want to type in your browser at the same time. You might want to write supporting evidence that cannabis sativa is a medicine, you know, or scientific data, medical data, documents, and you can also punch in Institute of Medicine, American College of Pediatrics, those titles there, and those will also pull up reports. And this is the kind of evidence that you need to gather for your case. And then, as I was discussing when we were going off the air, if it wasn't for the fact that you hadn't been starved and malnourished for so long, you probably, or, and I can't say you, but if the world hadn't, you know, because it doesn't even matter if this is about you, you don't have to claim you're a patient. All you have to do is prove that it's not, that they're lying, that their law is fraudulent, you know, that the law they're holding you under is fraudulent, their charges are fraudulent, right? So once you've downloaded the medical evidence and you've proven that it's misscheduled, it's misappropriated, that places it back under the Marijuana Tax Act, and I already said in the earlier show, you weren't given a chance to pay those taxes, so you just point that out to the court. You weren't given a chance to pay your tax. Now, if you live in a state that does have tax laws and that does have the marijuana tax stamp, and I suggest you Google that information, and that's easy to do, marijuana tax stamp, and you might want to put, you know, federal, state, whatever, and see if it pops up. And if it pops up for your state, you might want to purchase that stamp, and that will also protect you in court. Now, your next evidence you want to gather is the nutritional facts of marijuana, cannabis, hemp, because they claim it has no medicinal use, but yet 98% of all illness and disease is, in fact, what causes, or is, in fact, caused by malnutrition and poor diet. And so, if you can prove that cannabis hemp is one of the most beneficial plants on the face of the earth when it comes to good nutrition and diet, then you, again, have proven that it does have medicinal use. And just let me say, at this point, all uses of cannabis, hemp, sativa, marijuana are medicinal. And if you don't get that, well, then you don't know this issue. Because whether you're planting it for industrial reasons and protecting the earth from having been raped from oil wells or coal mines or, logging or, whatever it is they're going to do with, to avoid planting this plant, because let's face it, paper can be made from hemp, oil can be made from hemp, gasoline can be made from hemp, and instead we're killing trees and we're digging up oil and we're digging up coal so we can have fuel. When this plant creates a closed carbon cycle, when it is grown in the ground and harvested and burned and used for fuel, that actually heals the ozone layer. And that is medicinal use. And while it's growing in the soil, it actually heals the soil in which it grows. And at this time, I'd like to refer you to a report called Soils, USDA. https://soils, SOILS, USDA.gov, that's right, it's a government website, /SQI/ management, management, /files/ SQ, skip a space, UTN, skip a space, 3, period, PDF. Now, this is a PDF file, and you will need Adobe Acrobat File Reader, which is a free program you can download from Adobe. And you can go to adobe.com, and that's A-D-O-B-E, Adobe, and download that, so you can download that file. And this, like I said, comes from their website, their government website. And in this file, you will find that it explains that they have documented the fact that cannabis sativa hemp heals and cleans and restores toxic groundwater and toxic soil and cleans up toxic waste from the ground and from the water. And while it does this, it restores the ozone layer as it grows. And so that is medicinal use, people, because it's healing our planet. All right. And, then there are those that want to argue, well, if they're just getting high with it, how's that medicinal? Well, what is wrong with bliss, people? That's right. It creates bliss. It makes you blissful. It makes you happy. It makes you hungry. It makes you sleepy. And that's when your body heals best, when you're happy and sleepy and you've gotten your belly full of good nutritious food like hemp, because it contains all the alpha and omega vitamins, and it is the highest protein food there is on the face of the earth. It's higher in protein than peanuts and meat. So check it out and find you Google hemp foods and hemp nutrition and get the facts. I don't have a report for you on that right here at my fingertips, because some of these other reports are a little harder to find. And I gave those to you on the website, so you can download them right on my website. The soils report may be right on my website that you're downloading it from. But that, I don't think so. That takes you right to their website. Okay, so I would say gather all the science and evidence you can on how this plant restores the planet and heals the planet, and point out that this is also medicinal use when you're healing the planet. And the toxic groundwater, and you might want to document the water shortage in America and how dirty our drinking water actually is while you're doing that. And my thing is, and what I'm advising you to do is to bury them in the paperwork, in the scientific data, in the science, in their own reports, okay? And because they are all reports that are coming from them. So I'd also like to point this fact out, because we talked, and I was going to do it earlier when we were talking about the fact that they claim that, you know, on the one hand they have it scheduled under the CSA as being useless and having no medical value whatsoever, and being a threat to society. And at the same time, a good piece of evidence to take in court with you would be a copy of the U.S. Patent number 663-0507, titled Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants. That's right, cannabinoids as antioxidants, neuroprotectants, which is assigned to the United States of America as they were represented by the Department of Health and Human Services. That's right. So you can go to the U.S. Patent website, just punch in U.S. Patent Office, go U.S. Patent Office, and run a patent search for that number. And again, that number is number 663-0507. Print that off, take that, and put that in your file with all your other evidence. And you're probably going to need a suitcase or something for all these files when you're done. But the more evidence you take and you bury the courts up with, the more serious they see that you are serious, and that you know exactly what you're talking about, and that you know they're frauding the American people. And let's face it, if you can get this case dismissed just because the law itself is fraudulent, then that's the way you should fight your defense in court. Because it's up for them, it's up to them to prove that you're guilty of having a controlled substance that is a Schedule I, and Schedule I means it's a narcotic with no medical value. I hope this is sinking into people. All right. Another part of the argument, and you might want to include this in your legal argument, is that the science that they taught you in second grade, you know, the elementary school biology of the web of life science, that one creature, one species, or one organism is dependent upon the next organism, which is dependent upon the next organism, which is dependent upon the next organism, which creates the web of life. Do you remember studying that in elementary school? Well, the government, you know, the government is kind of hypocritical or two-faced when they take the time to take the taxpayers' money and set up one office called the EPA, or the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and its purpose is to what? To protect the web of life. And they spend the taxpayers' money to protect the web of life from what? Extinction. Or certain species within it from extinction. Or, you know, danger of being in extinction. Why? Well, because science has proven that when, you know, animals go extinct, that major changes occur, or that when certain species go extinct, it affects other species, and whole lines of species begin to die off. And so because of that, they set up what's called the ESA, the Endangered Species Act. And they use this Endangered Species Act to protect plants and animals from becoming extinct. While at the same time, they set up this other office over here called DEA to eradicate and kill off hemp, cannabis, marijuana, cannabis sativa in the wild and eradicate it, which would eventually drive it into extinction and would eventually decay a thread within the web of life. This argument was presented by Ron Kaczynski in court in California to the Supreme Court, and said on the court approximately 7-8 years, and was kicked out of court on a technicality, actually, of a paperwork being filed a day late. And that's why I told everybody in the earlier show to educate yourselves on court procedures. And court procedures means, you know, how they want your paperwork typed, what font they want it in, and, you know, when is it supposed to be filed, what is the process of time in which that your local courthouse goes with. And every courthouse is different from town to town. They all got a different set of court procedures they follow. And you can get a copy of those procedures from your local courthouse, or if you're in jail, you can, write your local courthouse where you're being tried, or the courthouse where you're being tried at, and ask them for a copy of their court procedures. And then you need to examine them and study them and know them and use them. And if you don't do the paperwork yourself, make sure your attorney's following them, and police your attorney and police the court. Make sure they're following the procedures. They've got certain time periods, too, and limits. They have to try you within a speedy amount of time. You have a right to a speedy process. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then, if they don't follow the law, they can't get you for not following the law. So that was my next thing that I said on the earlier show, and we only got 90 seconds, and I'm still going over the earlier show, but I have added, you know, some more to it, but I haven't gotten through all of it. And so y'all are going to have to gather, you're going to have to catch me on the morning show, or the 11 o'clock show tomorrow, which is in the morning, 11 in the morning, to hear the rest. But, you know, then there's, you know, suing your local court, but if you're in the middle of a criminal case, you can't exactly file a lawsuit at that time. The science of biology, the web of life science, you might want to find that on the internet and download it, print it off, and add it to your science and evidence file that you're going to need to defend yourself with in court. then there are the motions, and on the next show we'll go over motions that can be filed and, you know, all that. Okay, I'm Mary Thomas Spears. You can call me at 270-904-0279 to get on this show. I want to say be a blessing and be blessed. I want to thank everyone for helping to get these the word out on this program, and everyone for everything you do in this movement. I hope that it blesses you and others, and that you'll come back and join us. We're Americans for Canvas. Well, we're Kentucky for Canvas, a chapter of Americans for Canvas, and you can find us at AmericansForCanvas.com. And you also find us on Facebook and Blog Talk, and we hope that you'll come back and listen another day. Thank you. Good night.